It was big news when this mountain road opened, not because it linked far-flung places, but rather because it linked tourists with one of the most scenic spots in the Northeast. The story of the road that made headlines around the world is today's feature on the American Countryside. This has long been a place to which tourists have flocked.
In the 1850s, the railroad came up through here on the way to Montreal, and that opened up the eastern side of the mountain to tourism. And with that, a lot of speculation kind of took off. People were thinking lots of tourists are going to be around. What can we do to entertain them?
Howie Weems is speaking of the White Mountains of New Hampshire, and specifically the attraction that is the tallest of those peaks, Mount Washington.
They were riding horseback to the summit. They were hiking to the summit. They were seeing all the little sights in the valley. And a group of men got together in the late 1850s and felt that if they could put a company together, get the permission to build a road to the summit and the permission to have it be a toll road, that they might be able to have a going business out of it.
There are higher peaks in the world, but the road to this summit made headlines.
Mount Washington was known throughout the world, which is a little hard to imagine, but it was. It was the opening of the road got press in the European newspapers because it was such a feat. They knew about the mountain already, so the fact that there was a road built there was newsworthy.
Remember, when this road was built, it was not for cars. They had not yet been invented.
A horse-drawn ride to the summit was an all-day experience. It was 4 hours to the top, and then they'd, of course, spend some time up there. They'd change horses. They'd actually stabled horses on the summit overnight. Fresh horses to take the wagon down, and about a two-hour trip to come down.
Mount Washington remains an attraction that draws thousands today. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside. At Mount Washington, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCrae.